Audiophile Lesson 40. Elijah on his way to Mount Horeb. The message. God will always stand by those who serve him. The Bible text. 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 1 to 21. The story. Ahab told his wife Jezebel everything Elijah did and how he had all her prophets killed. Jezebel was very angry. She sent a message to Elijah that said she wanted to kill him. Elijah ran for his life. For a whole day, he ran deep into the wilderness. Then he sat under a juniper bush. He wanted to die. He said, "That is enough, Lord. Take my life. I am no better than my predecessors." Then he lay down and slept under the bush. As he lay there, an angel came. He shook Elijah and said to him, "Get up and eat." Elijah looked around. There, right next to him, was a freshly baked loaf of bread and a jug of water. When Elijah had eaten, he lay down again to sleep. Then the angel of the Lord came for a second time. Again, he shook Elijah and said, "Get up and eat. You have a long journey ahead of you." Elijah got up. He ate and drank, and when he felt stronger, he continued on his journey for 40 days and 40 nights. He walked until he reached Mount Horeb. There he found a cave and decided to stay in it overnight. The Lord said, "Come out of the cave and climb the mountain. I want to see you." Then there was a strong wind that went up and down the mountain top. It ripped through the mountain and shattered the rocks. The Lord was not in the wind. After the storm, there was an earthquake. The Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was fire. The Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a still, small voice. When Elijah heard this, he covered his face with his cloak and stepped towards the entrance of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have worked hard for you, Lord. The Israelites have forsaken your covenant, destroyed your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I am the only one left." The Lord said to him, "Go back. Go to Damascus and anoint Hazael as king over Syria and Jehu as king of Israel. Anoint Elisha as a prophet. He will take over after you." Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress like a white garment of the angel and bread and water. Lesson instructions. Discuss with the children. Why does Elijah want to die? Possible answers may be: he feels forsaken. He fights for his God, but then he has to flee for his life. How does God strengthen Elijah? Possible answers may be: God sends an angel. He comforts him. What does Elijah experience on Mount Horeb? Possible answers may be: a great wind, or an earthquake, or a fire and a soft voice. Have the children repeat: God strengthened his tired servant Elijah, who worked very hard for him. We should trust and serve God at all times. He will strengthen us. Real life application. Please explain the following. Did you ever hide from someone because you were afraid or have had conflicts with? When did your fear disappear? For example, when your father came, whom you trusted and who helped you? God comforted and strengthened Elijah and spoke to him through an angel. How does God comfort and strengthen us? Possible answers given can be through his word, experiences of faith, or his nearness in our prayer. Finally, repeat the message. God will always stand by those who serve him.